Chuck Krabs, say hello to your good friend.
Yes, it's Joe Smith, ladies and gentlemen, joining us for the next few minutes. Joseph.
Hello, Double C.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So happy to be sharing time here with you again.
Well, always a pleasure, my friend.
Yep.
And the two of you and me and everybody, we'll be all out at the stadium tomorrow. It's a busy day for IU football. We'll get that covered in report number two, Joe. But here we are, Bloomington South on top of Conference Indiana. They've got a road trip tonight. They head to is North the Patriots. Is that right? Have I had that right?
Yeah,
right.
Very good. So a little trip up Highway 46.
Played the Braves last week.
And so it's a Terre Haute exacta back-to-back weekends. But South now in the top five, both in the coaches' poll and the media poll, Joe. We heard during the week defense needs to add a little balance, but that offense is awfully, awfully good.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to start hopefully week number seven being lucky seven for both winless North and Edgewood tonight. The Cougars hope to put some winning numbers on that brand-new scoreboard of theirs located at the northeast end of Martin Memorial, hosting Franklin Central at 7:30 for homecoming tonight for the Maroon and Gold. The Cougars haven't been home in 3 weeks and hopeful, as I say, finding some offense. But again, they're going to have to find some defense, too, to stop this Franklin Central ground attack. It's been up and down, but they've won two games this year, and North has yet to taste victory. Edgewood has Ian Coldren back, plays for its first at one-time winner Brown County tonight over at Daly Hill Field in Nashville at 7 o'clock in the Hoof and Talon Trophy game. Jerry Bland's red and black, 7 turnovers last week versus Indian Creek. That 7 was unlucky. This week, 7th week of the season, hopefully will be its number in a positive sense. Let's hope so. They shut out Brown County last year 12-0. Well, 3rd-ranked South looking for its 6th straight at Terre Haute North. Defense and more defensive improvement concentrated on big time in practice for Coach Moe and the staff. They'll be facing an option attack that we saw 2 weeks ago put 53 on the board against Bloomington North. Coach Moe and his staff worked 2 on the mental, not thinking past tonight and looking ahead to unbeaten Columbus North a week from tonight, when for all intents and purposes that will be for the Conference Indiana Championship. First things first, we'll play 4 with the Patriots tonight. Chalk Talk at 7, kickoff from Carl Riddle Stadium at 7:30 against the Patriots. Week 7, Cloverdale's having a pretty good year. They're at 500 after 6 weeks. They play at Owen Valley, Mount Vernon, Posey County. Treks over to Eastern Heights to take on the high-flying Thunderbirds of Eastern, who are 5-1, and Linton will be 7-0 as soon as they beat North Knox later tonight, ranked number 2 in Class A. Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk, by the way, will be joined in progress after our Panther game tonight. Well, there are contingency plans laid forth if the weatherman enters the title picture tonight, as Ken Heidinger's 12th-ranked North Tennis Cougs battle Matt Corey's South Panthers for the sectional championship. South will host at 4 on its home courts. If rain, though, comes our way, it'll be at 6 o'clock indoors at the IU Tennis Center. North looking for the three-peat, lost at 1 singles last night, beating Martinsville in the weather-delayed semifinal, 4-1 on the South courts, and that pushes their mark to 15-1 on the year. Paul Zube and Jay Stay, 1-2 and 3 singles. Christian Gettelfinger, Mick Thompson at 1 doubles. Sam Orbaugh, Scott Bodie closed it out with a straight setter at number 2 doubles. So all things considered, a little rematch here. Matt brings his Panthers back for this one. They're 8-7 after having beaten B&L 4-1, but 2, they lost to North 5 bagel earlier this month, losing all 5 matches in straight sets. Well, a little Monroe County scrap on the McKinney court last night. Disney Brandenburg's North Volleyballers, the Cougs, went in 3 straight over Edgewood. Serving was certainly solid last night for Bloomington North. Hitting errors plaguing Misty Edwards' Mustangs in this one. Vae Jasquez with 35 assists, adding to her assist total of the year. She runs the offense. Haley Stoltz, 13 kills as North moved to 16-8 on the year. Kendall Souter countered with 21 assists, 5 kills. Malaya Shockney and Souter combined on 10 kills for the red and black. Abby Brinegar added 14 digs as well. Edgewood will be hosting its 6th way tomorrow. hopeful of moving back up over the 500 mark, standing currently at 9 and 10. Action will start out of the Mustang gym at 9 a.m. Eugene Kim, South Volleyballers, wasted a little time with Martinsville winning in three straight on the Yardies home floor Thursday night. The Panther ladies are 15 and 9, and they got a nice game again from middle hitter Lizzie Skoklund, and she had 18 kills. Gracie Blam had nine digs in that match. Elsewhere, Kevin Swark, 6th-ranked South Soccer Panthers, sharpening up for the postseason, blanking Jasper 1-0 last night on the Wildcats' home turf. John Bannock assisted Sam Munson for the lone goal. After a scoreless first half, Nathan Pliske got the shutout in goal for the purple and white with six saves. South now 16-1, readying for sectional play next week. They'll be out shooting for its fifth sectional championship in a row. Sean Marlers and North Cougs, also a Thursday night road warrior. North and Martinsville drew at 2, Cougars blowing a 2-0 lead, allowing the Yardies to knot things in this one over the final 10 minutes. North is now 6-8-2, got its goals from Matias Ortiz and Brandon Hunt, and Thomas Walls, Nathan Spriggs on the assist. Again, Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, following our Panther game tonight. Don't forget high school football, the Southsiders at Terre Haute North. Coach Mo and Chalk Talk at 7. Dave Novak joins me for the kickoff at 7:30.
And Smitty, as the high school season rolls and rolls and rolls on, more titles and more everything up for grabs. That's the good news. That always makes for a very busy Monday morning. We had pro football on the airwaves last night, Miami and Cincinnati kicking off
the weekend. Stand those god-awful looking uniforms.
The push-ups, the dreamsicles.
That looked like a dreamsicle. You're exactly correct.
A.J. Green had plenty of fun. So did Andy Dalton. Cincinnati easy winners there over Miami. But we got so much football, Joe, coming up, including a quadruple header on Sunday.
Yeah, we did. We got a lot of football coming our way. And, of course, on the airwaves Saturday, a big one in the league.
Top 10.
Hosting Wisconsin. So we've got 4 versus 8 there. That'll be at the Big House. A couple of 4-0 clubs at 3 o'clock. And then, of course, the Colts play at 8:30, a pregame, 8:30. Playing Jacksonville Sunday.
London
so
Village.
Mark that on your calendar. Set the alarm there. And that is over at, where are they playing that? Wembley?
Wembley, yeah. The Big House there. So they'll have 90,000 people for their annual.
Good chance for them to get 2 in a row here. And
huge.
Get back into
nice.
The
flow
of things.
Because then they get the Bears when they get back. And let's be frank, the Bears, unless Jordan Howard's going to run for 200 yards a game, the Bears have struggled.
Yeah, they have.
So that's a good rebound for the Colts. And then look at this. Carolina, Atlanta at 1, Denver, Tampa at 4. And the Sunday night game is Kansas City and Pittsburgh, Chuck.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. We've got them all lined up for you. Did you see how the Reds got beat last night?
Oh, that was what are you going to do?
That sums it up, doesn't it?
What are you going to do? By the time he finally got out of the dugout and he could hear or see or whatever after the melee at home play. I mean,
here's what happened.
34 seconds. They blew that call, the umpire.
The umpire blew the call. It should have been a ground rule double.
I mean, who goes over the ground rules at the start of every series?
Well,
it's the umpiring crew. Every nook and cranny of every park, anybody that's been at Busch knows that that was a ground rule double.
And they didn't rule it that way. Cost the Reds a ball game, and then the umpires ran off the field, never to be seen again. They mailed it in on game 158. That's pretty nice. I hope they get that's not good. Reds fall last night. That's a huge win for the Cardinals. They're staying in the playoff race.
Yeah,
remember,
the wild card.
Sunday night, about 11:00, 11:15, we're going to know all the matchups and who's playing who and where. So it's the Cardinals, Mets, and Giants for two spots. It's the Orioles, Blue Jays, and who else is in the American League there? Not out of Detroit sniffing around. Seattle needs a miracle, so there's plenty to do and all that. But we'll have that covered again a little bit later in the morning and definitely on Monday morning. Have a great broadcast tonight.
Okay.
And a good drive, and we'll get caught up at 8:45 and go through all the Hoosier stuff that's going on. There's
plenty. Yeah, I know you got Zach coming up here, Osterman, about 8:15, so he'll handle the football game, and I'll take care of everything else.
Good balance. Pace and balance. You've taught me that.
We'll take a look at the Ryder Cup.
There you go. That'll be
Ryder Cup.
There'll be at least one shot in the air. They get going at 8:35, so we'll have that on
about
the back.
These morning matches. That looks like a 3-1 early lead for Britain.
Well, I tell you what, if anybody can feel their hands in Chaska, Minnesota, it's yeah. pitch black hitting balls right now. Good luck with that.
Yeah. All righty. Right.
Good stuff as always, my friend.
All righty. See you in a bit.
Joe Smith, 7:45 and 8:45 on Friday mornings. Well, Heavy Hitter Friday just continues. Chuck Crabb, hour number one. Zach Osterman kicks off hour number two. And here in the final 30 minutes, final 15 minutes, as we get caught up with our Hall of Famer, Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning.
Good morning, Glass.
Trying to get that forecast, to get that rain out
well,
for tonight.
Well, you worked your magic 2 weeks ago. I remember we were in the same spot with rain.
2 weeks in a row.
We ran into some problems and then ran out of the rain. And see, Terre Haute North is an all-turf field. So
good.
If it's an all-day rain, then that is a horse of another color that Panthers will have to deal with off track tonight.
That won't be usually the players are the least bothered by it. It's maybe the fans that have to sit out in it for 3 hours that always makes us itch. But we've got a busy weekend, Joe. We'll hear you tonight with Chalk Talk at 7, the kick at 7:30 from Terre Haute North. But the Hoosiers, as we heard from Zach Osterman, busy football weekend. The bye week is gone, Joe, so we know it's 10 straight. Right down the pipe until Thanksgiving. There's no turning back from that. Football, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, but Big Ten volleyball. Oh, my goodness. The heaviest of the heavy hitters? No. Nebraska is not coming to town, but Sherry Dunbar, Cruzan's Hoosiers, they've got a chance to make some noise this weekend at UGym.
Well, I tell you, with 9 teams ranked in the American Volleyball Coaches Association Top 25, here they sit with opportunities this weekend, and we're talking about Sherry Dunbar, Cruzan's Volleyball Hoosiers, as they will host number 2 Minnesota and 3rd-ranked Wisconsin this weekend at UGym. Both of these teams, first of all, we'll start with Minnesota. They come in 2-0 and 10-1, and then Saturday night, 2-0, 10-1. That's Wisconsin's aggregate as they begin the weekend. Indiana, though, is 7-1 at UGym and 12-3 overall. So one of the two, both preferably, hey, that would put them in the catbird seat. And mentioning Nebraska, that's who Indiana plays next week. And they'll be playing out in Lincoln when they take on the top-ranked and defending national champions. That's how loaded the Big Ten women's volleyball circuit is here for 2016. Indiana, by the way, has knocked down 106 service aces this season. That currently ranks them fifth nationally. They'll be looking for a few more tonight. So again, Minnesota tonight at 7. And FYI, remember the start time due to the 8 o'clock football start. Wisconsin match with Indiana on the hardwood at UGym will start at 6 o'clock. Well, albeit exhibitions, but baseball at the Bart for Chris Lemonis' Hoosiers as Bellarmine comes up from Louisville against Michigan State Saturday afternoon at 2:30, well in front of the start of the old brass platoon at 8 o'clock, Chris starting his third season. As fall practice swings through, and, well, really a good part of October, which becomes reality tomorrow on the calendar. Chris has brought in a pretty good recruiting class, and a lot of guys have already turned to his head, and fans can have an opportunity to go out to the bar on Saturday afternoon to watch some of the new faces that will be battling for roster spots in that starting lineup when February rolls around and the start of play. And mentioning a little diamond action, Michelle Gardner's softballers will be at Andy Moore tonight. They have a doubleheader scheduled with Indiana State starting at 5, and then they'll play Sunday in exhibition at 11 in the morning against the Lakeland College. Well, after that extra special come-from-behind win over 7th-ranked Butler the other night in overtime 3-2 on the Yeagley pitch back on Wednesday night, Todd Yeagley's 6th-ranked Booters are off from play this weekend, but certainly not off from practice as they continue, and preparations are well underway for top-ranked Notre Dame up in South Bend next Tuesday night. Indiana 6-0-4, its best run of unbeaten play in 19 years. Tonight, out in Lincoln, Nebraska, the Indiana women of Amy Burberry and the Cornhuskers match 2-2 conference slates. The Indiana women with a little of momentum after beating Wisconsin last Sunday 3-2. Amanda Janney's Field Hockey Hoosiers, armed with the nation's leading scorer, Kate Barber, they have an afternoon tussle against Iowa today. The Hoosiers looking for its third in a row for a second time this season, come into the weekend 6-4 and off of a big conference win against Rutgers a week ago today. Kate begins the weekend with 15 goals. The Hoosiers are averaging about three a game, and they'll be traveling to Miami of Ohio on Sunday. Well, late this week, Vice President, Director of Athletics Fred Glass announced the IU Athletics Hall will welcome in six new members into the Hall of Fame, celebrating the 35th induction ceremony later in October. This year's class of 2016 brings the current roster of Hall of Fame inductees down through the decades now to 219. The super sub himself off of Bob Knight's teams in the early 70s, good friend John Laskowski will be inducted along with another buddy of mine, Harold Morrow, who was football coach, assistant, and player here back in the 60s, was on the Rose Bowl team, of course, an administrator for a number of years out at the Assembly Hall. A great honor for Harold to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Sarah Riley Hildenbrand, women's diving. Albert Robinson, men's track and field. Diane Stevenson, she was the first IU kid to get a scholarship over on the women's side when she played here back in the late 70s, and obviously too went on and coached the Hoosiers for 14 years out at the old Simbauer complex. Fred Tyler also goes in. He swam for Doc Councilman back in the early 70s. So all six will be inducted at the annual Hall of Fame dinner on Friday, October the 28th, and then they'll be recognized at halftime of our Maryland game out at the stadium the following day. So congratulations to all six. Wanted to mention those six. Well, who responds to negative outings from a week ago? That's the storyline, or one of them, that will develop as 8 o'clock approaches on Saturday night. The 17th-ranked Spartans and the Hoosiers of Coach Kevin looking to snap a personal seven-game losing streak to Sparty, including the last five consecutive years. Battle for the old brass platoon at 8 o'clock. Let's just wait and see on our offensive line, especially over on the right side with Dan Feeney and Demeke Camille. And we'll just wait and see there. Got a good feeling that Richard Lego will be dialed in. And, you know, Tyler O'Connor over on the other side didn't have a spiffy day neither against Wisconsin last week. So we'll see how the quarterbacks get dialed in early and who can stop the other's run. And that will be key. Michigan State's run defense yearly, annually, one of the best around in the country. Cross-country teams of Ron Helmer, they run the Rimrock Farms Invite. They're out in Lawrence, Kansas. And, of course, hoops ending September, going into October. You heard the dialogue with Zach Osterman earlier this morning. Hoops for Coach Tom's fellas open up today. And then Monday night at Cook, Terry Morin, Big Ten coach of the year, along with Tom last year, in the league. She'll get her cagers ready for play as they open up on Monday night. High school football homecoming tonight with a brand new scoreboard there at the northeast corner of Martin Memorial. Homecoming for the Cougs. Let's hope the maroon and gold can get them win number one. They'll host Franklin Central at 7:30. Also looking for its first win in the Hoof and Talon Trophy game over at Daly Hill Field in Nashville. Will be Jerry Bland's Edgewood Mustangs. They'll tee it up with Brown County at 7. And will be at Carl Riddle Stadium over at Terre Haute North. Dave Novak joins me tonight as the third-ranked Panthers look to stay unbeaten and keep pace with Columbus North in Conference Indiana. The Panthers have won 5 in a row, and they'll be battling the Terre Haute North Patriots. Again, Chalk Talk with Coach Mo at 7. Dave joins me for the broadcast at 7:30, and Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk recapping all of the activity week number 7 joined in progress. Saturday, we wish the best to the Edgewood boys and girls, in particular Austin Haskett. He's done nothing but just run spectacularly this fall. He won, by the way, and became the first Edgewood runner ever to win the Monroe County meet earlier this week over his home course.
Yeah, it's a great
Austin
story.
Austin will lead the fellas in the WIC meet at Eagle Park in Nashville. That's on the high school agenda list for Saturday.
Yeah, super busy, Joe. Busy on the airwaves as well. Wisconsin, Michigan, two top 10 teams tomorrow at 3 o'clock. 3:30 kickoff from the Big House. Quadruple header of NFL football starting with the Colts at 8:30 Sunday morning. Ryder Cup is up and running. 15-foot birdie putt missed on one by Patrick Reed. That's not terrible news because the Euros, Justin Rose missed about a 7-footer. That match is all squared through one. And the second match featuring Andy Sullivan and Rory McIlroy for the Euros and Phil Mickelson and Ricky Fowler for the red, white, and blue just in the fairway on hole number one. So a big day of golf for that. You'll have alternate shot this morning and then best ball in the afternoon. We'll do the same on Saturday before singles on Sunday. Everybody plays the singles. Yeah. We'll determine the Ryder Cup champion. I can't even tell you. When the last time USA won was 2008, and I can't tell you the one before that.
Euros 99? Have won 8 of the last 10.
That's
so
unbelievable.
They've won enough. Let's just put it to
they've
you that
they've won
way.
Plenty. Yeah. Yep, and Hazeltine Golf Club up there just outside of Minneapolis.
How's the weather up in Minnesota?
A little foggy this morning, 7,600 yards, par 72. Robert Trent Jones and Reese Jones have handled that over the years. Green sizes, not terribly huge, but not small either. About average there, so it should be. Hey, don't hit it behind the trees and make a few putts. That's what wins Ryder Cups. It's not hard. And we'll see if the USA can do that.
One quick note.
Yeah.
Don't forget sectional championship tennis today. If
today,
the weather permits, at South, 4 o'clock, North looks for his third against South. If the rains come this afternoon, they'll go indoors 6 o'clock at the IU Tennis Center.
And one weather note already. This came through last night. Joe and I forgot to tell you, my fault on that. Bellarmine, Indiana has been moved to Sunday at 2 o'clock. There is no Hoosier baseball tonight. Bellarmine, okay. IU, 2 o'clock on Sunday. They're not even going to chance it. They'd rather come up and play with a better forecast. So
Makes sense.
It does, and that's what's going to happen on Sunday. Great stuff as always, Joe.
All righty. Have a great weekend.
We'll hear you Monday morning.
See you Monday, yep.
7:45 and 8:45. Joe Smith, Mondays and Fridays.